Field Talks. I'm Anthony, and I'm here with Chloe.
Hi, we are here with Grayson, our producer.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
And
Aisley.
Hi.
Your microphone's over there.
You're good.
Aisley was writing stuff, so she wasn't paying attention.
You're good.
So we're going to talk about last week's stuff first. So last week I went to anime club, had some ramen, watched Spirited Away, stuff like that. Dungeons and Dragons was last week as well, mm-hmm. And I had I went into the D&D for the first time, and it was pretty fun.
Cool. How was that DM? How was the...
The DM? Mm-hmm. So good.
Was he good? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Cool.
He was very in detail.
Yeah. All right.
A little bit too much sometimes.
You're talking about when people died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you talking about people that died? That's sad.
People die in Dungeons & Dragons sometimes. It's not in real life. It's just pretend.
Yeah, I know.
I was here for it, and I was listening to it the whole time, and I was like, oh my gosh. This is very... weird. We could hear you and we were out there.
Oh, we have a good time.
Yeah, I don't know what else was last week.
Last week, let's see. We had Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
I think that's about it. Oh, we had Camp Awesome was last week.
Yeah.
It was actually just the other day.
No one
was here for that, right?
Tomorrow's like
Reservoir Day.
Yeah, Reservoir Day.
Yeah,
so I'm too old.
Yeah, and that brings us to this coming week,
mm-hmm.
which is we have Reservoir Day for kindergarten through fifth grade, and then it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And yeah, there's gonna be kickball and tag with a side of competition and fun.
Is anybody here going to that?
I think we're all too old. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think you guys are the right age.
I'm going to sixth grade.
Well, you finished fifth grade, so you can go if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going into seventh.
Same. You're way too old.
Yeah,
I'm going into seventh too. So.
You can sneak in. You can help if you want.
Yeah. But people on the podcast would know.
Mm-hmm.
I would help.
Yeah. What else is coming up next week?
Camp Half-Blood for...
Third to fifth grade.
Yeah, third to fifth grade, and that's going to be on the 18th from 12:30 to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do, the local robotics club is coming, doing robot programming.
Like Nerd Nation.
12:30 to 2 p.m. Why would it be at 2 a.m.?
Well, that would be a long time.
Why would it be at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, totally 12:30 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Why would it be at 2 a.m.?
But no, it's not, so.
Aisley, are you going to that?
Huh?
Are you going to the Camp Half-Blood? Oh, okay.
Why are you asking me?
Yeah, so I think you need to register for that.
There is, and registration is still open.
Yeah, it is. So,
I'm going to register for this thing that's going on right now.
I'm going to try really hard to stay in my producer booth throughout this podcast, but I'm going to pop in sometime.
I can't go to anything.
Yeah.
So.
Just remember, you put scissors on the table.
I did. Oh, okay, I'll stay over in this booth over here. I'm sorry.
And the Sharpie.
And then we have game day for 6th to 12th graders like me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to that probably.
From 2 to 3:30 p.m.
Obviously. You know what they're doing during that? I'm sorry, I'm just producing over here.
They're playing video games and board games and stuff like that and having fun. And
I hope there's Nintendo.
There is a Nintendo Switch,
okay,
yeah.
That's the only reason I'm going.
I am, but I can produce. I can.
That's the only reason
I'm going.
Yeah,
you can produce his voice.
Yeah, I'm producing my voice. My voice has been produced.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think, Grayson, you should also probably count how many times Anthony claps. Because he's been clapping a lot. All right, what else do you guys want to talk about?
There's Color of the Week, which I came up with.
Oh.
So, basically, Color of the Week is where I say the Color of the Week, obviously. And then we each name an item that has to do with the Color of the Week, and then we talk about those items. It's a lot of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right, what's your Color of the Week today?
All right, so the Color of the Week is blue.
Hmm. Who do you start talking about something that's blue?
Just someone say something.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Toothpaste.
I have something we could talk about.
Well, we gotta do this blue. We gotta do the blue stuff first.
We gotta do toothpaste.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about toothpaste.
I don't get how we're supposed to talk about toothpaste.
Why do I use it? Why did you think of toothpaste?
What brands of toothpaste does everybody have?
I don't know. Colgate, I think.
Okay. I use Crest myself.
I still use children's toothpaste. That's like
it tastes good.
I have to use mint.
You're not supposed to eat it.
I hate mint.
You're not supposed to eat toothpaste.
I mean, you're putting it in your mouth, so that's technically you're eating it.
I hate mint.
No. I mean, brushing my teeth and going out to get a drink of water. It's terrible.
You spit toothpaste out.
Or taking a pill afterwards.
No, you don't.
Would you consider eating it a piece of gum?
Taking a pill afterwards?
No, you chew gum.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's fair.
Taking a pill.
I'm just going to stay in my producer.
You're stating wrong.
Do you guys have anything else that's blue that you want to talk about? Aisley, what's your favorite blue thing? She's thinking. Hang on. You got anything that you like? Aisley doesn't like anything that's the color blue. Bailey, what's your favorite blue thing?
I don't like blue stuff.
You guys don't like Cookie Monster?
I hate Sesame Street.
I didn't even watch it when I was a little kid.
That was 5 table slaps right there, Grayson.
What? This is a table slap. This is not a table slap.
Scissors are blue.
Oh, do you like scissors?
Those are purple.
Yeah.
That's blue.
That's purple.
That's purple.
You need to take a clearly purple. I am partially colorblind, and I know that's blue.
It looks blue, but then when you pay attention to it.
Possibly it looks a little purple.
It looks a little purple.
Possibly indigo.
This is still blue. This is purple.
That's pink.
That's magenta.
We're doing a lot of peeking the microphones right now, so you might want to apologize to the listeners for audio yelling and peeking the
Sorry if you're wearing headphones. R.I.P. headphone users. All right,
so the color segment, I would say, has been successful. What's your next segment that you got, Anthony?
I have something to talk about.
Oh, Bailey has something that she would like us to speak about.
We could do, I can think of it.
She's thinking,
we did Norwalk favorites, somewhere else.
Okay. So is there anywhere local in Norwalk you guys would like to spotlight today? Anthony is thinking about it. Yeah, Chloe raised her hand in case you can't see.
The Cinity office is closing. They do computer stuff. My dad works there.
Oh, cool.
He works from home now, but because his office closed, but they might be sponsoring sports teams at the rec.
Oh, yeah.
So look for purple shirts. S-Y-N-I-T-Y. And there's a Cinity shop where you can buy your very own Cinity merch.
Hey, cool. What does Cinity do?
They do computer coding and stuff. My dad worked on the Johnson & Johnson website.
Oh, cool.
They're not as well known here as they are in other places. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people actually travel for work and they go places and they help there. But my dad doesn't like to travel, so he made with us and his family.
Yeah.
But it's decent paid because we get good amount of money. We're not poor.
Okay, that's good.
We're not poor. We're not really wealthy. So
yeah. Nice.
My dad likes his job, and that's good. So
sweet, Cinity. Yeah. So.
Check out the Cinity shop.
Nice. Awesome. All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
I said awesome. I'm sorry. I think I've said it. I haven't been paying attention to me. That's why we have Grayson here.
Are we gonna talk about these?
Oh yeah, do you guys want to do that? Yeah, we can do that.
So everyone's favorite foods, favorite animal.
How about we do favorite food first and then
Yeah.
Gotta have the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We'll do favorite food first. So my favorite food is pulled pork sandwiches.
Ooh.
Mine is pizza
or Stromboli or banana bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 3 favorite foods. My favorite food is pizza. Grayson, would you like the
pizza?
Grayson likes pizza too.
My favorite food is just any kind of seafood.
Okay.
I have two favorite foods. Mm-hmm. Steak and baked potatoes.
Okay. Wow, and they go really well together too.
Okay, I agree with that.
So true.
Yeah. All right, next thing.
Favorite animal, and I like dogs.
My favorite animal is the domestic house cat.
Ooh, nice.
Dogs.
My favorite animal is penguins.
Penguins.
Okay. I have three.
You have three? Okay, that's not really how favorites work, but you can say three.
Raccoons.
You move a little closer. Okay.
Raccoons, opossums, and birds.
Opossums? Whoa. Oh, nice. Do you like opossums
also.
Because
I
of the interview
raccoons.
With London last episode?
No.
Oh, you like them before that? Okay.
I hate raccoons because I had a raccoon in my house not long ago. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, nice. I hate raccoons. A raccoon got in my house.
Yeah.
How did it? Did you get it out of your house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he
it
still?
It was a couple of months ago. But...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not, I was gonna say nice, but that's not really nice.
Bad.
It's like my fallback word is nice or
awesome.
It was
awesome. In there for like 3 days.
He said awesome
well,
again.
Nice that you got it out of your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he pay you rent?
Nope.
Oh, okay. What's your next thing? All
right. The next thing is favorite thing to do with your free time. Which, and mine is trying to make videos. Keyword trying.
Trying. You're
I
up.
Just like to do like whatever. A lot of time, like I don't have a favorite thing to do with most things. I just
like doing things.
Yeah. Cool. Anything that can get me out of boredom.
Mm. There you
and
go.
Then I'll probably do it for like 5 minutes and be like. This is boring. Move on. Again, I don't have a long attention span.
Yeah, that makes
Same.
Things hard to have like a favorite thing to do. Grayson, do you have a favorite thing to do?
Coloring.
Coloring? Sweet. My wife's an artist. She colors a lot. Well, she paints a lot.
Playing on the porch and scrolling through my phone watching YouTube shorts.
Okay, there you go.
Go outside.
Aisling likes to be anything outside. Particular outside? Yes. Okay.
I just like bouncing a ball on the porch.
All right, what's your next thing?
All right, something cool about yourself. So, I'll go last since I haven't written down what I... Something cool about myself. But
what's something cool about you, Chloe?
So, I do baton, and for the listeners who have no clue what that is, if you watched the 4th of July parade, it was the girls in, like, the black uniforms, and they're, like, kind of short-skirted, and they had, like, the... sequins and the long metal poles that they twirl around and what are you doing?
he's pretending to twirl batons.
No,
I don't think
see
that,
you
that
doing
you have
that.
A career in that, Anthony.
I Gabby does it.
I had to miss the 4th of July parade because I was on vacation. And there's a parade just last Saturday. Saturday. And I had to miss it. I had missed that one because of COVID.
COVID's kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. The worst.
I can do the splits and I'm in dance class.
Oh, that's cool stuff.
That is cool stuff.
Wow.
I'm an only child, so.
That is cool.
I had nothing to put down.
Hey, that's a cool thing. What's the cool thing about you, Aisley?
I have a birthmark in my eye.
In your eye?
In your eye.
Oh, whoa, there is a birthmark in your eye. Wow, I've never seen that. That is actually
that's crazy.
That's the coolest thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you guys would have asked me something cool about myself, but you didn't, I would have said I have two different sized feet.
What the?
1 foot is a size 8, and one is a size 9. So there you go.
Well, I try and collect Legos, but
you try.
And play with them. Yeah. I buy as many Legos as I can.
There you go.
I have a whole room full of Legos.
Okay, so what's the last thing? Is there anything else
anything
that we should know?
Random. Anything random.
Anything have any? Anyone have anything? I'm producing over here.
I'm pretty good at baseball,
mine's
but
random, so.
I'm better at soccer. Yep.
Okay.
I have pets. 2 cats, 1 dog.
I remember when we did our virtual pet show, you showed your cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tracked you down under the bed.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It's actually not that impressive. We were in the same room and I shut the door because I knew that they would run away, so I'm just like,
nice.
You guys are staying in here.
Anyone else have something cool that we should know about them?
I have a baby sister. Her name is Freya and she's 4 months old.
Oh, Freya, that's a cool name.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, such a cool name.
Yeah. All right. How is having a baby sister? Pretty sweet. Okay, cool. She nodded her head. All right, Bailey,
anything
else
anyone wants to talk about?
I have a parrot.
You have a parrot?
You have a parrot?
Wow, you just have all these cool things.
How long have you had a parrot for?
Actually, he's turning... We've had him ever since he was like 4 months old. And he's turning 3.
No, like when did you get it?
Yeah,
well,
3 years ago.
He's turning 3 if she just did the math for you.
Yeah, but what if she got it when the parrot was 2?
She said she got it when it was 4 months old.
Wait.
Oh. And she's turning 3.
Are you still going to TCA or not?
No.
Oh. Okay, I don't know. I thought you were going there still.
Okay. 3 years ago. All right, so we're kind of running low on time, so is there anything else that you guys feel that we should... The cabin points.
Should I go look?
Yeah, Bailey's going to go do some field reporting for us. She's going to let us know.
Also, my parrot's name is Ollie.
There
can
you go.
Yes,
absolutely.
We're going to do the cabin count, and then we're going to have an ad break, and then we're going to do an interview.
Right.
What? We already did the interview.
Well, they haven't heard that yet, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the magic of my producing and editing.
Okay.
All right.
The blue team.
I don't know if you guys can hear
Poseidon
Bailey over there.
Poseidon has
2,000...
Wait, is
what?
Okay, Bailey gave you wrong numbers. It's actually 20,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poseidon is the black chariot.
Nope.
20,000.
Titan is the black chariot.
20,000 something. We're going to get there if you're listening. We'll get it. We'll get it for you.
20,059.
Anthony, you want to repeat that?
Yeah, all right, so 20,059 points for Poseidon cabin, which I'm in, so...
We're getting Athena. Bailey's on the field. Aisley's got it. What you got? What's the Athena total?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Aisley doesn't have it.
19,474 for Athena.
Can you repeat that?
Athena has 19,474.
And Zeus, how's Zeus doing back there in the back?
6,341.
Zeus has...
6,441.
So Zeus is not doing so hot.
It's 6,341.
Okay.
So everyone accounts
for
Zeus.
Has
8,495. And the Titans have... 8,495.
All right.
If you're in Zeus, turn your points.
I agree with
that. Don't say that, Ainsley.
No, she's
you're
correct.
You're not Zeus.
No, well, oh, that's true. Well, they still need to turn in points.
We're on a field.
Yes, we want a fair. We want a fair fight here.
Chill.
Yeah, they're all the way at the end.
We're very far.
All right. So, last thoughts. Anybody got any last things?
Before we do the ad break.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyone?
No. We good?
Oh, okay.
All right, you guys
I hope
say
everyone
goodbye?
Has a good summer. The rest of the summer. So I go to Norwalk, and my birthday will be on. The start day of school.
Oh, really? What's the start day of school?
August 23rd.
Wow.
August 23rd.
So don't forget to wish Chloe a happy birthday on August 23rd.
When's school?
Yeah, on your first day of school.
My birthday's August 2nd.
Hey, well, make sure you wish Aisley a happy birthday first, because your birthday's before that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll have another podcast next week, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to do them over the...
We will be continuing the podcast club during the school year.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to join our podcast club, you can do that.
You can do that.
Would you guys suggest doing that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Listeners, join. It's really fun. And if we have more people, it'll be a bigger podcast.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back from the ad, we're going to have an interview.
Mm-hmm.
With Stacy Church, the director of the North Public Library.
Today we're talking about an academic challenge style game called Battle of the Books. In the Battle of the Books, you can compete in an academic challenge style questionnaire and hang out with your friends in our Battle of the Books team.
Hi, welcome back to the Norwalk Public Library's Podcast Club. Today we're interviewing the director, Stacy Church. Thanks for coming, Stacy.
Thanks for having me, Chloe.
How are you today?
Pretty awesome.
Sweet.
We'll just have a few questions for you today. Would you like to start?
Yep, sure. All right, so what's your favorite color?
Well, that's a funny question because I always say my favorite color is green, but I really think it's blue. I kind of like them both.
Okay, what's your favorite pizza toppings?
If I can only have one pizza topping, you have to go traditional pepperoni. But I'm also one of those people that like pineapple on their pizza.
Ugh. No. We can't be friends.
With jalapenos.
So what? We can't be friends.
What?
That's it.
Okay, yeah.
Friendship over.
That's a table. That's a table slap, Grayson. All right.
So our third question is, what is your favorite book?
I don't really have a favorite book, which is probably bad if you're a librarian, I guess, but I want to like all the books. But when kids come in, I always recommend Fablehaven if they haven't read it. Have you read that?
Never read it.
You should read it.
It's pretty good. I can agree.
Alright, what's your favorite icy cone flavor?
Icy cone? I never had an icy cone.
Ice cream?
No.
Like ice cream?
No, I mean like, you know those ice
shaved ice.
Shaved ice?
Yeah, shaved ice.
It depends on my mood, I guess. I'm not a super shaved ice fan. I'm a pretty big ice cream fan. But I was actually going to go today, and I was going to get orange.
Do you get sour spray on that?
Or? No sour spray.
All right. what's your favorite sport?
I don't really have a favorite sport, but when the Olympics are on, I like to watch curling.
Curling? What is that?
Oh. Watch the Olympic sports. Do you not watch the Olympics?
No.
Oh my goodness. Well, I like to watch curling when that's on. It's like a big giant stone and they kind of push it down. It's like
They got the brooms
and they yeah, it's pretty cool.
The listeners know what they know.
It looks I feel like I'd be really good at it. Until I try it. I'm pretty good at everything until I try it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you do on your phone?
What do I do on my phone?
Yeah.
Currently, I spend a large portion of time playing this Disney game called Zoom Zooms. Mm-hmm. Has anybody played that?
I have.
Probably.
It's pretty much, like, consumes most of my free time on my phone.
I've heard of it, though.
It's pretty great. You should play it.
And send her hearts.
And I don't need them anymore. I have online friends, and I have... like 2,000 hearts now, so for all the listeners out there, I'm good, thanks.
Hey, you can still use more of anything if you wanted.
Do you have any pets?
I have a pet, yes.
And it
is, yeah.
I have a dog.
Yeah.
Her name is Indy. She's 10.
What kind of dog?
She is a German short-haired pointer. I love the face over there. Do you have a German short hair pointer?
No.
No? Do you like them? They're the cutest dog ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're super cute.
Dachshunds
are cute too. This is like a big sporty version of a dachshund, I think. I don't know. We also have at our house right now a service dog in training. Has anybody met Burrow at the library?
Nope.
No. So we have Burrow living in our house. He's 5 months. And he is part golden retriever and part golden lab. So he's just a puppy and he's learning how to be a service dog for kids.
What's the difference between a golden lab and a golden retriever?
One is really shaggy and has long hair.
A golden retriever.
And one is
shorter hair.
Anthony, you might want to put your face a little bit closer when you ask a question. That's just a producer feedback thing.
All right.
Do what you want. I'm just going to just produce a little bit while you're asking questions.
Way.
Oh, wait, I think Aisley had a question too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Anthony's
got it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry, I'll just go back to my producer booth over here.
Good job.
Do your thing.
Okay, what are your favorite animals then?
My favorite animals, aside from the domesticated dog as a favorite animal, I really like red pandas. I think those are pretty cool.
Did you watch the movie Turning Red?
I did watch the movie Turning Red. I have mixed emotions about the movie, and it didn't make the red panda be, like, the super cute panda that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I currently look at a lot of Instagrams with just regular, like, regular pandas, because they, like, bounce when they fall out of trees, and that makes me laugh, so. If you haven't watched any of those, I highly recommend that as well.
Because we like bouncing pandas.
Once you watch one, you crack up, and then you gotta like see more. So,
yeah.
I like a lot of animals, though. I'm an animal person.
Addictive bouncing pandas. All right. And what are your thoughts on the podcast?
So far, I think it's pretty sweet.
Cool.
What are your thoughts on the podcast? Are you having a good time making them?
Yep.
I love it.
All right, Daisy.
Daisy, what was that question? Yeah, you got it. You want to ask that question that you had?
No.
Oh, you don't want to ask it anymore?
We already got it.
No, you didn't get the one. About the one.
I don't know. We have some written down.
The one on the bottom here. Look.
The one on the bottom.
Mine. For anyone who cannot see this, Anthony's handwriting is a little... Oh, it's Bailey's question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Aisley, I'll just stay over here in my...
It wasn't mine. It wasn't mine.
And then
your handwriting's fine.
Down. I also put one down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chloe and Aisley have questions. Okay.
No, it's me.
You're Bailey. Bailey's got questions. Aisley has no questions. to get that table slapped.
I give up.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I do have a question.
Ah, I knew it. Well, Aisley, you might as well ask now. I hyped it up so much.
Okay. Do you like Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter. Yeah.
I'm getting ready to read it.
You have not yet. You haven't read yet. I always when people say what's your favorite book, I just don't say Harry Potter because I just assume that that should just be everybody's favorite book. So like, what's your next favorite book?
I'm getting ready to because it's not in yet, so I can't read it.
Oh yeah,
I haven't even read Harry Potter because the books like there's not even a lot of like books in the library right now.
What? Oh yeah, they're always checked out a lot.
I tried to watch the Harry Potter movies, but I still got bored with how long those took. I don't have a long enough attention span for that. But
I would
try to watch them and read them if I actually could.
I can't even.
Then watch a little watch bit, one. And then the next day watch another bit.
That's how I watch
movies. And then do that.
But when I do like that, I can't do that. I need to finish it. Like.
Watch it all.
When I started, you're a completionist. I need to finish it. I can't stop what I'm doing.
That is, I mean, that's okay. I feel that. Who else had questions? Mm-hmm. Bailey has a question, for sure. I know that now.
How long have... her name now as yeah. well.
I know Bailey's name. It's just Bailey and Aisley, for some reason in my brain, they get, I'll stay over here in my booth.
How long have you worked at the library?
I have worked at the Norwalk Public Library for, I believe this is my 7th year here.
Ask her. Like all libraries.
All right. How long have you worked in any library?
I have worked in the public library for, this is my 25th year. So I have worked in the library for 25 years.
Why did you choose to start working in libraries?
Because I needed a job and it sounded really cool and I was young. And I was going to college at the time, so I looked for a part-time job that was kind of similar to being a teacher, because that's what I was going to college for.
Cool. Yes.
So did you ever teach?
I did. I did some substitute teaching while I was working at the library, but after I worked at the library for a couple years, I realized, oh, I'm a librarian, not a teacher.
You guys have any follow-up final questions, or...?
Nope, not that I know of.
All right,
well, thanks for coming to the NBL Talks.
Hey, thanks for having me. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was, definitely. Questions are awesome.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to come back and do it again sometime.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Maybe. Oh, maybe. We'll for sure have you on again. It was great to have you as a guest.
I'll be on someone else's podcast, thanks.
Okay, so I think that's the end of the podcast for today. So do you guys say see you or something?
Yep. See you next week.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. New info.
Yeah, and thanks for listening and stuff.
Oh, wait, what's the count for everything?
Oh, yeah, we need the count. That's true. All right. So Grayson's got count updates for us.
I did not do 8 table slaps.
Yeah, you did.
All right, so what's Bailey's table slaps at?
8
table slaps. That's a lot of table slaps.
I just did this.
He clapped 8 times.
I did not clap 8 times.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you clapped a lot. It might have been more than
8. More than 8, yeah.
Okay.
You said awesome and nice. Awesome was 3 times and nice is 1.
Oh, wow. Actually, I feel like I'm getting better then. No, that's still not, that's not perfect. Next time I'll be perfect.
That's like the same.
All right. I should practice.
All right, Grayson, thank you for the counts. Yep. Appreciate that.
We should
that.
Do the drum thing at the end.
Yeah, I'll probably do the drum thing. Do you guys want to like...
Drum roll and then clap and slap.
Yeah, we're going to hit it. So, Bailey, do you want to give us one last table slap? Awesome.
Now it's time.
Yep, and we will catch you guys next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.